It's kind of funny seeing on social media people lamenting that there are only five games on the docket yesterday, Jensen. It's almost like, hey, you still got five games, people, right? So you get a full slate tonight in Major League Baseball. So if you didn't find the right opportunities yesterday, Jensen, I think we've got many more and much more of a menu to choose from today.
We do. And not often do you get a couple of setups that are really advantageous to push some chips to the middle on. But Dave, identifying two totals in two different games that I feel very, very bullish on. These are going to be three unit max plays on two totals. Let's start first with a couple of marquee matchups as far as pitching goes. Let's start with the Yankees and the Phillies. This is Cam Schlittler against Jesus Luzardo. Runs at a premium tonight, Dave. And if you want to start on the Yankees side, Cam Schlittler hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in a road start since April 12th at Tampa Bay. That covers nine consecutive road starts, limiting opponents to two earned runs or fewer. Jesus Luzardo, three of his last four home starts, Dave, two runs or fewer allowed. I really absolutely love this total. It is already on the move, so I'm glad I grabbed it. And if you still want to buy up to eight, or if you can find an eight, that's exactly where I want you to jump in. Yankees, Phillies, under eight, minus $1.29 is what I got. And it is even cheaper at Circa at minus $1.15. Absolutely love where this spot is. I'm also going to jump in on the Phillies on the alternate run line for a two-unit play at plus $1.09. Listen, this Yankee offense has really sputtered. They have had their issues, and I will absolutely go with the better offense on paper tonight. So three-unit play on the Yankees-Phillies under 8, minus $1.29. Two-unit play on the Phillies alternate run line, minus 1, plus $1.09 to get it done tonight.
All right, and what I'm doing, because I'm trying to get these numbers, when my guy Jensen Lewis is firing like that, I will be backing your play. So I'll be joining you in that under. I'm going to search around here and see if I can find those eights right now, Jensen. Very strong play that you have there. Tigers, Royals, you know, I was hoping for my Royals to have some sort of bounce back in the second half. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. Not saying they're dead in the water, but you're going up against Tarek Skubal. That feels like you're definitely swimming upstream today.
Definitely. Tarek Skubal, Dave, in his last 19 innings head-to-head against the Royals has surrendered just two total runs. And you know, for the Tigers to wriggle off the hook last night, sometimes you can carry momentum over. I did go pretty decently on the Tigers run line last night, not able to get that across. I have more faith today that Tarek Skubal able to get it done. And we don't have Randy Dobnak out there just doing whatever wizardry he was doing to the Tiger lineup. It's Beck Way. Let me repeat that. It's Beck Way who's going to get the start for the Kansas City Royals. You got to lay over $3 at DraftKings on the money line. So we're going to take the run and a half. We're going to lay that with the Tigers. Tarek Skubal again going to limit the Royal offense. And I think the Tigers out in force early at 6:40 p.m. Eastern to win comfortably for the Tigers to take game two of this series.
Sorry, Kansas City. It's Paul Sorvino play. I got to turn my back on you now. Maybe rolling with those Tigers and lay that run line here at a run and a half. Pirates and Cubs. And normally when you get to the north side, you got to check that weather and check that wind, Jensen. What are you seeing today there on the north side of Chicago?
It is blowing straight in from center field. Not a true, like, okay, run suppression ideal, but it is a 6 mile an hour breeze blowing straight in from center field. We'll take everything we can get at the friendly confines in that. It's more the pitching matchup, Dave, that we are going to attack again. Another three unit play here on the under 8.5 at minus $1.34. You can see some eights already there. Now it has come down a bit in some places. Circa has the under 8 at minus $1.05. First on the Pittsburgh side, Jared Jones, three consecutive starts allowing one run or no runs. He has been locked in and absolutely love the stuff that he's rolling out there right now. Same can be said for the starter for the Chicago Cubs, Matthew Boyd tonight. Dave, he's had five home starts at Wrigley Field, four of them. He's allowed two runs or fewer. We're going head to head here with two offenses that have been traditionally really good and as of late have been awesome. But you know me, Dave, good pitching always beats good hitting. Let's err on the Hurlers tonight, continuing their dominance. Pirates Cubs under 8.5, minus $1.34 for a 3-unit play.
All right, now got a point of order here. It is in Pittsburgh that I'm seeing here for this game today, but you gave that weather.
My apologies,
it's a better pitching park. Yeah, but it's better at PNC. You still like that? I mean, it's even friendlier convives for pitchers, you would think, in Pittsburgh than in Chicago, correct?
My apologies. I had read it backwards here on the weather report. So I was looking here at Overcast. Kevin Roth, by the way, shout out meteorologist Kevin Roth, does a great job. Yes. So winds blowing in straight from center field at PNC Park. Thank you for reminding me of that. But yeah, still love the matchup and still love the opportunity here. 6 mph straight in from center field, 79 degrees tonight there at PNC Park. But again, still the pitching matchup, absolutely what you love here. And so I think Jared Jones, Matthew Boyd, that's what we will take tonight.
Brewers and Rockies. And when we're looking at this, it feels like it would be lopsided in one direction. Do you see it being all Brew Crew all the time today?
Yeah, I do. And again, this is an afternoon game here in Milwaukee, 4:10 Eastern. Tomoyuki Sugano going to get the ball for Colorado. Shane Drone, who's been excellent for the Brewers, being inserted into this rotation. Total is at 8.5, and we are going to attack the over 8.5 at minus $1.14. Sugano in his last four starts, Dave, a 6.85 ERA. That is advantageous for the Brewers, one of the better scoring offenses, especially at home. We're also going to lay the 1.5 for the Brewers for a 1.5 play, minus $1.17. Milwaukee is 22-19 as a home favorite on the run line, so if nothing egregious, this is more going after a starting pitcher who recently has been giving it up left, right, and center. Let's take the Brewers to score early and often, covering the run line for 1.5, and also the over 8.5 at minus $1.14 for 1.5 play as well.
I will be tailing you on those plays, concert, like where your head's at today with those matchups. Mets and Dodgers, a little bit later on, I was asking you this, like, boy, if you're a Met fan and you're like, how can we get back in this second half here? Sean Manaea against Sasaki, and Sasaki's been maybe the weak link so far for the Dodger rotation. Does it feel like a potential overplay here for two guys that have been struggling to keep runs down?
Yeah, potentially. I want to see lineups before I would lock that in, but you definitely went right where I was kind of looking. And considering, you know, what has happened here thus far, and what a great road trip so far for Max Muncy in particular, absolutely torched the Philadelphia Phillies in that series. Now the Dodgers might be able to feast their eyes a little bit more so at Citi Field on a left-hander that they've had decent success against. Hey, to be fair, Sasaki has actually looked pretty good here to start the second half and even into the end of the first half. The command is always what you worry about. If the walks start early, does that get into his head a little bit? But again, I'll wait for lineups to see if this is a play. If you can find an 8.5 right now, maybe snatch that up. I'm seeing nines right now at DraftKings, Dave, so I think that would be advantageous. No official play on that, but you went right where I was leaning to the over between Dodgers and Mets tonight.
Let me ask you a bigger picture question about my fighting fish down there, because there hasn't been a whole lot of fight in this road trip. They come back battered and beleaguered, 9 straight losses. They're going to entertain San Diego coming in. I think San Diego feels like if they can make a push, maybe our GM, AJ Preller, won't trade away pieces, and we can make a run of this thing. You've been in when things are going good. You've been in them when they're going bad. How do they exhale for a young baseball team and go, we're still above 500, even with the 9-game losing skid? We're still 1 game over 500. It's still right in front of us. How do we relax, get back to playing the base type of baseball we were playing before this massive skid?
Yeah, they're going to be stretches like this, Dave. And to be fair, where has their strength been? It's been when they've been at home. And so guess what? They're home, and San Diego is on the third leg of a 3-city road trip here. You got to take advantage when you can. I know they haven't named a starter yet. The Marlins haven't, but this is a team, Dave, that is 31 in 20 there at Lone Depot Park. So they have the most wins in the National League in their home ballpark, aside from looking at the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have 31, the Braves have 32, the Brewers have 34, and of course, the Dodgers have 31. So you take care of business at home, you're going to be in great shape. It has been a place where they have really gotten things going well. I would expect that to be at least the mentality tonight when you go in. Is it, boys, all right, wasn't the greatest stretch here, but we should be okay. Let's get it going with that first game of the homestand tonight.
Yeah, just kind of woosaw that whole thing, the nine games. Yeah. Let's get it out and the bad energy, block it out, and let's get back to playing some good baseball down there in South Beach. When we come back, Luke Finocchiaro is going to join the program, and we're going to get his thoughts here because we do have an interesting fight night that's going to happen over there in Abu Dhabi. But also, right here in our program, Lou wanted to give out his NFL futures plays that he has. So you haven't got them anywhere else. Lou's going to give them to you next right here on VSiN by the Books.